Dictation for Jacqueline, J-A-C-A-L-Y-N, Fredericks, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K-S, August 30, 1959, addresses a letter, Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Mrs. Fredericks, underlying scleroderma hypertensive crisis in the past. Last visit a year ago. Scleroderma appears to be well controlled. Presently on myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, and intravenous gamma globulin every month. Insurance apparently will not pay any further myfortic. They are appealing. She's going to have surgical repair, severe prolapse, including a hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, and potentially a sling on the urethra. Presently, no bleeding, no infection in the urine, no problems passing urine, but there is some dysuria, no infection, cloudiness or blood, blood pressure well controlled. She does have abnormalities for interstitial lung disease, but has not required any oxygen, nor orthopnea PND, no compromise on activity, no severe dysphagia, no severe reflux, no bleeding in the stools, a stable scar tissue around the mouth, finger, and toes, presently no open ulcers. Medication list review for blood pressure, lisinopril, diuretics, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure 115/70, no respiratory distress. I don't hear any RAL wheezes. Normal is 1 is 2. Scleroderma changes on the face and fingers. No pericardial wrap. No gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. January, normal kidney function. Normal potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Scleroderma with prior scleroderma hypertensive crisis, well controlled on diuretics, among other blood pressure medicines. Preserved kidney function, high risk medication, immunosuppressants. Known to have early changes for interstitial lung disease. However, nothing to suggest pulmonary hypertension, no respiratory failure, no need for oxygen replacement. A stable skin changes, no severe dysphagia. Come back in a year.